98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Hardy is in for Rich, and there was a, I get crap for this around the station.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall Hook was all fired up about it. I have an area here at the station where I run a board now. Hardy thinks it's completely unnecessary. He thinks it's something that I do for ego.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to clips in queue on this. I run the levels. I have a CD here. I can load my own clips into this computer.
A lot of CDs being played around the station.
John, on Fridays, how many CDs would you say I play?
Five, six.
Thank you.
Funk Friday. Funk Friday, all off CD.
You could have those on a digital format and play them from anywhere in the building. You don't need to bring in a CD.
I burn the CDs at home, and then I bring them in, and I do what I can.
So why do you burn it? If you burn them at home, you could just have them on a digital platform. And
then how would I get them on a digital platform? Why would I go through all that if I can just play them out of the...
Email them to your producer.
Why take that step if I can just play it myself?
You're taking the step of bringing the CDs in.
That's not a step. That's just putting something in
a
bag.
Dan O'Brien has enough on his plate. Michael Lockhart has enough on his plate. They have a lot to do.
Yeah. I think that the whole idea of the board is just a clever
ridiculous
way.
I agree.
To poke fun for when it's obviously tongue in cheek. Give me a reason I shouldn't have a board.
Yeah, you don't need it. That's the biggest reason, but neither here nor there.
I like
there.
To control the mics as well.
I know. It's a control thing. But
yeah, because I feel, and as does Rich, Rich wants me in control of the show, and I want to be in control of the show.
Right. So you,
so anyway,
you have your own position there, and someone sat down at it and turned your computer
and if you, and then I say, if you, I always joke around, because Johnston, not Johnston, Flynn, would always take pictures of himself like with his feet up on the thing. I don't care if anyone sits here. That's, you know, a joke. But I came in one day, and the computer had been logged off and then logged into by some kid I had never heard of before. I don't even know if he's a kid. I'd never heard of before. And there's a sign on the screen that clearly says, do not log off. And then with the password, okay? And then it says, Town Fair Tire Studios. So there, so when I sit down, even though I'm a giant star who's basically responsible for this whole station's success,
mm-hmm.
it says, do not log off. And right. I play the game. I say, you know what? IT knows more than I do. I ain't going to log off. I say, this is one, you know, I don't know how much longer we're in this building. I hope it's a lot longer. But I don't know how much longer we're in this building. It says, don't log off. I ain't logging off. So I get upset, and then names start coming at me, and I don't know who any of these people are, and then, oh, Fred thinks he's so great, he doesn't know who all these people are. How the hell am I supposed to know who they are? I never see them. I don't come here on the weekends.
Well,
I'm above that.
I decided to test that theory and see if...
I don't get to sit with Marshall Hook on a Sunday afternoon kicking it.
If, A, you didn't actually know these people or hadn't seen them or anything, and if you could actually tell us who they were. So we have a game that we're going to play right now.
I know I'm only part-time, but you refuse to learn my name. If I have to beg and plead with you,
who the hell is that? I know who that is.
Can't you see it would mean so much to me? Do you know my name? Fred Toucher.
I've been here so long.
You should know. Do you know my name?
Who's Harvey Feinstein?
I can tell you, I know that.
But don't say.
So, this is the game. Do you know my name, Fred Toucher?
It sounds like an 80-year-old chick with like a trachea tube.
Got together with
another show.
Seven or eight part-timers here over the weekend, and
it takes a village.
It does, and we're gonna have each one of them say a few words to you, and it will be your job to tell us their name. It's a very simple game. And if you get it wrong, but perhaps Wallach can show you how it's done.
Because
he's not around very much. He's not around other than the morning show, but I bet Wallach could do a few of these too.
All right, Ben, go ahead.
Fred, I don't understand why they have to rag on you like this. You know, it's like the pharma kid there, Martin Shkreli, saying, I plead the fifth. Just every time they say, why do you need a board? Say, Marconi.
That's right. Drop the Marconi in their laps.
Marconi. You can be Bill Belichick all day, Marconi.
Thank you, sir. You have great taste and a great mind.
And good phone, too.
I just like that the audience knows what a Marconi award is. And that means we've bragged about it far too often. Mm. All right.
Well, the jackets with the Marconi award on the sleeve.
Right. Well, no. I only wear satin jackets that say...
T-Birds.
Freddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 98.5, the Sports Hub. All right, so you have taken these part-timers.
Yes.
And some of whom I would imagine have actually helped on the show before. And would you say that I'm a jerk at work?
Here we go.
Are you a jerk at work?
Oh. No. Do I have a reputation? If in all of the people that work here... Would you say that I have, compared to most other people, that I have a reputation of being a jerk?
No, I think your reputation is not of being a jerk, of just being, relatively inept or ill-equipped for living.
Okay.
That's the reputation.
Fair enough. No, but in all honesty, John.
Yes.
If you were ranking okay, I'll ask Dan O'Brien. Dan, if you were ranking people here at the radio station in terms of who are here 5 days a week, am I considered... bottom half and being liked?
What are you basing it on? You're quiet. Okay.
Just people's... Do people go around behind my back saying I'm a prick?
No.
Do people, Hardy, in your experience, go around my back saying I'm a prick?
No. But if you just likability factor, yeah, you're probably in the bottom half.
Okay. Fair enough. But there's nothing I can
do
about
that. So is John.
Wallach?
I thought I'd just throw that in there.
Oh.
I know Wallach. Bird?
Yeah, let me wake him up.
Bird.
Here he comes.
Bird, who do you like the best on the show?
What, in high school, we got pick favorites now?
Yeah.
Why? I don't want to do that. That's not fair.
All right.
Good for you, Bird.
Good radio.
That was a grown-up answer.
Good instinct.
So I don't want to do that.
All right, good instinct. No. Hey, Lockhart. All right, who do you like the most on the show?
Probably Wallach and Dan equally.
All right.
And then you.
And then me. All right, very good.
Rich is last.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so...
that's the upset of the day right there.
I don't know what I've done to Mike to give him that Johnny treatment. I don't know what John does. I guess maybe it's sympathy. But nonetheless, I wouldn't say that I'm not considered a jerk. I go out of my way to be nice to everyone. I've never gotten into it with anyone. I've only yelled at Dan one time in all these years.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever yelled at Lockhart. I used to yell at Adolfo all the time.
But this is the thing, too. We have different perceptions of ourselves. Like, I think I'm just this likable guy, right? And then when you guys had an intern in here, Dan, he said on the air at some point that he was described to me by Dan O'Brien, who I would consider one of my closest friends here at the radio station, as a real a-hole, but he can be funny about it. I'm like, well, I didn't think that was how I was perceived.
Well, Hardy, I would imagine that I am, in terms of the people that you like at this station, I would say that I'm top five. I would say I'm top five.
I can't give you top five.
I'm top seven.
If there's 15 people that we could rank, including producers and on-air people, you're not going to do better than 9 or 10.
Mm, I think you're playing a little radio.
No, I think there's a lot of really nice people here. Like everyone
loves
Maz.
Boring.
Like everyone loves Maz.
Yeah, and he's not boring. Loves Maz. Oh, he's a bore. Of course he is. I like Maz too, but he's boring.
Everybody loves Maz.
Yeah. And nice everyone guy. Loves you. It means you're no fun.
Okay. I think he's fun.
Really? How often do you go out with him socially?
Well, I mean, we play golf together and do stuff socially occasionally. So, sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's start with one, and then we can break and come back.
Okay. All right. So, here we go. Again, you're going to have to name this person. Here we go.
But Monty's on my side. I want to hear the listeners. Strangely enough, the listeners.
Coming to your aid here.
Coming to my aid.
Yes.
Because no listener will ever call and say I was mean to them in person. Nobody. Monty,
no,
go ahead.
No, that's a Wallach move.
Couple things about Fred. I know someone who saw him on the ferry once, either the Vineyard or Nantucket. He took pictures, said what's up to the guy, said he's an awesome person, okay?
Yes.
So that's my take on Fred.
Thank you.
The other thing is, if you get up at the ass crack of dawn, you have the right to be as much of a jerk as you want to be.
Yeah, but that's even to people at the station. I mean, I can be quiet. In fact, yesterday I went out to eat, and I was with my family, and two people came up to me and asked if I would take photos with them, and I did, without any hesitation. I can assure you, I will tell you this right now, that as intoxicated as I've been, last night, none. Got to dry out a little bit before the big trip. But
yes.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday were rough.
No.
Yeah.
You took pictures with people. You're like, you're like Sister Jean. Good for you.
You think that Felger would?
Yes.
If they came up when his family was eating?
Yes.
Do you think that the listener experience meeting me is the same as the listener experience meeting Felger?
No. But I don't think he would refuse someone to photograph.
Who comes off? Who do you think is more of an everyman?
Oh, you, definitely.
All right, tell me what. This, and then we will break.
Boy, did you step in it there, Hardy.
This.
What?
On-air personalities. I don't know about the weekend. Who is the everyman?
What was the question again? I kind of zoned out for a second.
Who has the most in common with the audience? Who do you think meets a listener, average listener, guy, 39 years old, who has the most in common with them? Who can sit and they can have a conversation immediately like two friends?
Maz.
You're absolutely out of your mind. Then you have no idea who our audience is. It's me. By a million. By a million. I bet you I could load phone lines and people listen to the show of people that would go on record to saying that they've met me and that we hung out. Maybe I bought them a drink. Maybe they bought me a drink. It happens every time I go out. Every time.
Well, you're talking about a recognizability factor.
No. I'm talking about the person who is most like the listener.
Who is most like the listener. I would still give it to Maz.
Maz is not like... No one wants to hang out with Maz.
Those are two different things. Do you want?
No, it's the most like the listener. Who would the listeners most like to hang out with at the radio station?
What is this?
It doesn't take a rocket scientist.
What does this have to do with you knowing the names of the people you work with?
I'm establishing my personality.
Yes, you're very likable right now.
Shut up. All right, these phone lines are ringing.
Someone just raging about how awesome I am.
No, I'm not doing it. Now, Dan.
Yes.
Who do you think the listeners would most like to hang out of every full-time employee?
Oh, well, it's Zoe. That's the answer.
No, that's a layup.
But
that's
Zoe. You're asking about the everyman, and Zoe is not the everyman. No, Zoe is the, you know, high five and look to the most most important person.
It's true. Newsflash, it's me. With all my flaws and everything else, I'm stupid.
I got to give it to Freddie T.
That's right. John, would you agree?
What, that you're the everyman?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about where you live and the kind of car you drive. That doesn't necessarily make you the everyman.
If I'm for you, come Wallace. On. So good I shouldn't. So, by the way, your house is bigger than mine.
That's true. My house is bigger than yours.
Where should I live? In Mattapan? Where do you want to live? Where should I live?
That's true.
Everett?
Yeah, there you go. You should live in it. No, truth be told, Fred, I'm giving you a hard time. You are so. Have we not hung out enough?
I think
I have personal knowledge of this, and everything Fred says is very true. People come up to him. He has conversations with people. It's not the quick high five and look for the next shiny object. I got to give it to Fred here. He's right about that.
All right, Hardy, I think I might have been able to save a bit for tomorrow.
All right. We're not doing it now?
We'll do it tomorrow.
Because you had what?
I got full phone lines.
We're doing the bit here. Come
convincing
on.
Everyone
we're
that
doing
we
the
like.
Bit.
I have full phone lines.
It's exactly what your coworkers are going to be talking about today.
I am dizzy. I'm really dizzy.
Kutcher and Rich.
Oh, my God.
Austin's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Kutcher and Rich. Hardy is in for Rich. He's created this whole image of me as being some prick that walks around. We'll have a game sooner or later to get to.
It's not a prick. It's just that, and this is the best way I can describe you, like ill-equipped for normal day-to-day life.
Okay.
And I think that makes you, in many ways, inaccessible and hard to relate
and
to.
And I counter that I am the most relatable personality on this radio station. Now, Dan, who put together the top 10 list?
The list that just came up on the screen?
Yeah.
That was off the top of Josh's head.
Okay, Josh, let's see the top 10.
A poll or anything.
Let's see the top 10.
So Josh
is according to Josh.
Tell him to put it on the screen already.
Josh, who doesn't hang out with any of us.
Doesn't work right here.
Okay, Josh is a producer at NBC Sports Plus, right, and he produces the TV side of this show.
Yeah, who I just went out with on Thursday. Bird doesn't count. Big Jim Murray, are you crazy? He's like, he wears a scally cap everywhere.
Now, wait a second.
That points against him?
This is an interesting point. You said, Josh, who I just went out with on Thursday, right? Because no one else would go out with you. What does that mean?
Or how about no one else would have gone out with Josh? Bird, Big Jim Murray, Fred Tutcher, Mark Bertrand, fair enough, Tony Maserati, then Hardy at 6th, Wallach at 7th, Shurton Leib at 8th, Felger, Scott. I'd put Scott.
Zoe.
Oh, yeah, Zoe. I'd put Zoe at 8, and I'd move Rich and Felger down.
In terms of every man, who's just an everyman.
Who, if you were at a bar and you saw him, that you would hang out with and that he would fit in with your friends. Raider, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. That's what we're doing. I don't see if you guys remember the MySpace party you and Rich had back in the day.
Yep.
When Adolfo pulled up with the three ladies and he had the king's robe on.
Yep.
Well, those were only three ladies there because it was a real sausage fest. But I saw you out.
He's right.
And you looked over and you were getting carried out by a couple of your buddies and a couple just good guys. You are one of the guys. You know, you have a couple too many here and there, and nothing wrong with that. I love listening to you guys in the morning.
There you go.
If by every man you mean, like, supremely flawed, then yeah. I can get on board with water. That.
Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So I'm looking at this top 10 list right now, and yeah, I don't know how Maz even breaks the top 5. The guy's the most, like, boring guy I could possibly listen to who hates on every hometown sports team that I could ever imagine. Fred, you're definitely number 2 on my eyes. I guess I can't argue with Bird being number 1 hometown guy and stuff, but...
But Bird's not really on the air. I mean, Bird's... like, Bird's an everyman in that... You're better than him.
Wait, he said hometown guy. Does that mean this guy's from Everett too? The guy on the phone?
But no, but he's from here. And that's a knock on
me. And Big Jim Murray is ranked way too highly on that list. Big Jim Murray, and I'm friends with Jim.
And I like Jim too.
And I like Jim too. We spent 5 days on a bus together. Believe me, I know Jim pretty well. Jim is not a guy that I could hang out with. Jim didn't want to hang out with me. I have nothing in common with Big Jim Murray.
Yeah.
No, not See, married, no hang, kids.
I could like, hang out with Jim Murray, but he's married, no kids. I've hung out with Zolak.
Anything on Josh's list. I'm sorry, Josh. I enjoy a list so we can debate it, but I don't agree.
I would put Wallach a little higher on that list because you would be surprised, like when you go out, like when we're out of town. I choose to hang out with Wallach because that's who I choose. All right, let's get to this. Let's get one out of this.
All right, you want to do the first of 7 or 8?
We'll do this right now. Matt, go ahead.
Wait a minute.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Why is Rich ranked so low? Everything I've heard speaks to the fact that Rich is one of the nicest people ever. He'll take time to talk to people. Is it because you think he doesn't want to?
No.
Went to a listener's wedding, Fred.
Huge weirdo. That's weird. That's not something a normal person would do.
Rich is very mercurial. Is that the correct term? Am I saying that correct? Apparently, I've been using wrongly.
I got to look it up. I know the word, but I don't know what it means.
I think Rich is very talented, and that makes him a little
mercurial,
sudden or unpredictable changes of mood or mind.
Yeah,
that's mercurial.
So I would say Rich is very talented, and I think with that talent comes he's a little odd.
Well, that's marsupial. I think the pouch,
right? Kangaroo. Yes.
Everybody on Twitter says you are trying to get out of this
weasel
game.
Weasel out of the game. That's
so
pretty
that
much unanimous here,
night.
Too.
So you can have a study night, so you'll do better.
I'm trying to get out of this game so we can save it for tomorrow. Dave, if you want to know the truth. Dave, go ahead. I got 1.5 shows left. Dave, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Fred, I just want to let you know this machine that you guys run in the morning doesn't run without you. That's all you need to know. You're the man. Everybody here in Concord, New Hampshire, we love your show. You guys are the best.
All right, thank you. I'm not looking for thank you, but Rich is fantastic at what he does. That's not what I'm talking about. Not on air, but I do appreciate the comments. But I find it very shocking that I'm not very shocked that Lockhart picks Dan and Wallach ahead of me. I always thought that me and Lockhart got along very well. But maybe he's not saying we don't get along well.
No, Mike and I are in here in this room.
It's
4 hours,
you.
5 hours.
It's not okay. You that I'm surprised about. It's Wallach.
It's different questions. You asked Lockhart who he likes the most, not who he thinks is the everyman. There's a lot of different questions
that's
being
true.
Asked.
Who's the everyman?
Yeah, I actually would say that I have the most in common with you.
Right.
Like when I hung out with Wallach the other night at the bar, it was a great time. You know, Dan, the same thing.
Yes.
We're cut from the same cloth, basically.
Right.
You know, from here, you know, upbringing and everything. But yeah, and next on the list would be you and then Rich, you know, because like everybody loves Rich, but you know, I've had to deal with all of Rich's crap
over the years.
And, you know, early in the first, like, 3 years, you were not that nice to me.
I wasn't?
No. Whoa. There were a few times there.
Love it.
I wanted to take you outside.
That was BC. Wait, was that BCN and then the beginning of the sports hub?
Yes, yeah. Everybody's emotions were high.
I was losing my mind.
Let's do it. Take him outside now, Lockhart.
Lockhart would kick the hell out of me.
Yes. Other than Zolak. I think
you don't want to mess with Mike.
Anyone's ass. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Just to see Lockhart stomp the ever living crap out of Fred.
You like me. This is so funny. You were playing radio. I know for a fact.
No. Just to watch a fight.
So of all the people you want Lockhart to fight, you want him to fight me?
No, I just want to see Lockhart beat somebody up.
No, but
he wants to beat you up.
I don't doubt
that.
He did want it. Not anymore.
I don't doubt that I was a bit of a freak. I thought I was losing my job. I thought I was going to have to move. I didn't know. I thought this sports thing was going to be a huge failure.
Just
maybe
seeing Lockhart beat the bag out of you for something you did 7 years ago would be, that would be great.
Yeah, I probably was. I was losing my mind. I was losing my mind to friends. I was not easy to be friends with at that time either.
It's not an easy thing now.
To be friends with me?
Yeah.
I've had you at my home. We've had soup. How many times have I had you over to my house?
A couple times.
Yeah.
It's nice.
How many other houses you been to?
You know what? To your point, I don't think I've ever been to Maz's house. Have I been to Dan's house?
You came to my wedding, but not my house.
Oh, yeah. I went to, your wedding that
I'm sorry.
Sprung on everybody. Dan O'Brien's a sneaky big weirdo.
Well, you've been to my house. How many other houses have you been to?
I've been to Lockhart's. Not been to Dan's. Not been to Rich's.
He doesn't have to get on mic, but how many houses has Lockhart been to? He's been to mine.
Been to mine, too.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because we did the drinking games.
Probably after the fight. Didn't you guys something?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I was out.
No, but it was close by. That's why.
Right. I can't stay out that late anymore. All right. Well, you got a game for tomorrow, handsome.
People are very upset.
They're upset that you're not doing it now.
I'm sure that they're. I'm sure they're out of their minds. Because what's good for the bit is if I know. So we can go home and study. So that's going to make the bit flow like you wouldn't believe.
Don't let him weasel his way out of this. Tell Fred to play the effing segment.
And in the middle of all of this, intern Nick's upset that no one likes him.
Well, no, if I was intern Nick, I'd be more upset that Bird was mentioned and he was not.
It's probably true.
Nick, text me the order of people you like on this show from top to bottom. Nick, you do that. And you can just text it right to my phone. No, there's repercussions, but you can do that. All right,
Tim Quill on Twitter says that Mercurial sounds like a Catherine Wheel album, which I think is...
I get it.
It might be. I'm going to look it up.
All right. All right, there was an Aaron Hernandez documentary that was... it was really 4 hours long, and we have almost a little over a minute of audio.
Oh, cool. All right.
That we pulled from.
All right.
Mikey went through that thing with a fine-tooth comb.
Good for you, Mikey.
That thing was such a pile of garbage.
Wow.
It wasn't even, like, ironically funny. It was just awful. So we've pulled two things, and one of them is just Robert Kraft talking about his routine with Aaron Hernandez.
Toucher and Rich.
We are Toucher and Rich. Last night on the Oxygen Network, which is not Logo, the Logo Network, where you can find yourself some Frasiers and some Married with Children. By the way, if you haven't seen Married and Children with Children for a while, they have YouTube cuts of Al Bundy's best insults. Very underrated. So many fat jokes.
I never watched Married with Children. I mean, I saw it, like, you know, in bits and pieces. That may have been mine.
No, it was mine, because I can tell you what intern Nick put as his list of people on the show.
Do you want to hear? Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to take a guess?
So you asked intern Nick who he likes or who he thinks the everyman is. Again, this has been the problem. What's the question?
This is, I think, who he likes. And it goes 1 through 6.
Okay. People on the show who he likes from...
In order.
Most to least. Yeah. He probably likes Rich the best.
Rich is 5th.
Oh, boy. Wow. I'm going to say you're 1st.
I'm not. Dan is 1st.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Okay.
Who does he like the least? It's obvious.
Bird. Bird's the least.
All right. So Dan, Fred, Wallach, Lockhart, Rich, Bird. In fairness, Rich has to tell him what to do when they get in. You know, Rich is kind of the disciplinarian.
Interesting.
I don't have to play that role. Well, it was excitement personified on the Oxygen Network. His name is Jose Baez. He was the defense attorney for Aaron Hernandez. He believes that Aaron Hernandez was innocent. So they gave you 4 hours. He's the producer of this thing. Now, just last week, Hardy, I got a flack from the Kirk and Callahan show for wanting to make a documentary on Twitter trolls that focus on Boston sports media. Not people that are just critical, but people who spend hours and hours a day attacking the Boston sports media. Now, it was conveniently not portrayed that way on their show, because they don't, that doesn't super serve them to do that. But I was given flack, and the ultimate thing with it, and I said it at the time, it was in the first break that we did it, is it wouldn't it be interesting to have a 30-minute documentary on the lives of these people? Now, do you agree that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Mike Thomas thinks it's a good idea. John, do you think that's a good idea?
Yes,
now,
I do.
Do you think that, and I've asked...
Because you would get stories like the guy, I think there was a guy arrested for going after somebody at EEI, like maybe he was going after Ordway at some point. I mean, there are people who have been... criminally charged with some of this stuff. So it doesn't just have to be about Twitter. And you could get into, directives from certain program directors to attack other hosts in other day parts.
Well, that happened. There was a guy at EEI that's the producer of the afternoon show that did attack Chuck Perks.
Yes.
On the text messages
line. Right.
Until he was exposed.
Right. Like,
as being the guy.
Who still reads the text anymore? I don't know. I can think
of
one person that I hear referring to the text line all the time.
I heard we don't have it anymore.
I haven't looked at it in, I don't know, maybe years. But
all right.
Certainly many, many months.
So Kirk and Callahan were on this thing, and I'm sure I could go into a big thing about, you attacked Aaron Hernandez and all this stuff, and now look at you in your documentary that's produced by a guy that believes that he's innocent and defended Aaron Hernandez, but I don't care. See, I don't care what they do. They react to what I say. I don't care. If they want to be in a documentary, that's their business. Now, what I will say is that we've combed this documentary for anything of interest, and we've come up with 25 seconds, a quick clip, and a 19-second clip. This thing was a boring disaster. And believe me, if they would have said anything of interest, we would have played it. And the only thing we're going to play is Minahan, and it's just because he gets into something that's a really bad reenactment. So nothing at all was said. You could have put my mom in there, and she would have been as interesting as they were.
Which is surprising when I...
Well, they stir the pot.
Well,
I consider that
it was on the Oxygen Network, because that's known for its compelling programming.
Oh, and also known for its hot takes and telling it like it is.
Right.
But nonetheless, we've combed through this, and all I can say is it was a complete bore and very poorly made. And here's what we got.
He was going to be one of the great tight ends in NFL history.
There you go. That is the insight. He was going to be one of the great tight ends in NFL history.
Yeah.
You could have put DA in there. You could have put, but
Every other thing having to do with the National Football League, somehow DA finds his way onto it.
Yeah.
Andre Reed, not a Hall of Famer.
So this is the audio we got because it leads into something. This is the most interesting thing that was said.
Okay.
He's going to be one of the great tight ends in NFL history.
That's what we got. That's the most interesting thing we got.
That's it?
No, I swear to God. Do you don't think that I would have liked, with all the audio of our show that they play, because I'm not going to play their audio from their show, you don't think that I would have liked to have like goofed on crap that they said? I would have loved to goof on it. But I certainly don't care that they did the documentary. Listen, get your face out there. If you want to be on the Logo Net or the Oxygen Network, I don't care that Baez. You can do whatever you want. I don't care. But I heard you guys were on it. This was apparently people locally cared about it. And this is the audio we got.
He was going to be one of the great tight ends in NFL history.
Which is, you were a bore. Just in bore. Well, they cut things up and no. No, they cut things up to make you interesting. But here is the reenactment from the big...
Oh, good.
This is a reenactment of a 911 call about the North Attleboro shooting. It is 22 seconds
long. Now, wait a second. A reenactment of a 911 call?
How come you just don't have the tape of the 911 call?
The budget on this thing was 25 cents.
Okay.
Mike, you went through it all. Get on the mic. Is this the worst documentary you've seen? Your mic's not on, Dan. I need the mic on.
No, there was one worse. It was about the Bridgewater Triangle that Adam Jones and I were watching.
Oh, boy.
And somebody dropped it off here at the station, and I had to shut it off after 20 minutes.
All right, but in terms of something that was on, like, national television, this is one of the worst documentaries you've ever seen.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I mean, there was nothing over the top.
You know what? I'll give you that. It wasn't even bad.
Right.
It was just is.
And the thing is, like, everybody knows everything in the documentary, so there's no reason to watch it.
Right. So we looked at it, and there's nothing. But this is a bad 911 call.
Okay.
Darth Vader at the scene. Very heavy breathe.
I don't know what I'm listening to.
Well, you're listening to a reenactment of a... 911 call.
Guy's obviously out of breath making the phone call.
He's been running. He's been booking.
That's not what it sounds like.
No, because you would be breathing. This sounds like he's like almost meditating.
Yeah, I think I found a body in the construction site.
Stop
in Attleboro.
Oh,
body.
God.
I think I saw a body.
911, what's your emergency is the line. I don't know anything about doing anything, but I can tell you right now they screwed it up. First of all, with the breathing. And second of all, 911, what's your emergency? She said, 911, may I help you? Cut. Good. We'll use that.
Yeah.
It's bringing a guy from L.A. to
do
a Boston
accent. They illustrate.
A guy
from Boston's in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
So, but they're showing you with his deep breathing that he's woo, but he's chosen like a therapeutic breath. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I think I found a body in the construction site in North Attleboro.
Well, I don't know what accent that's supposed
North
to be.
What did he say?
But the whole thing,
North what?
The whole thing sounds like it's 12-year-olds with a camcorder. Yeah.
May help you. Yeah, I think I found a body in the construction site in North Attleboro.
And then listen to this weak ass horn. It's a guy like one of those things at a party.
He thinks he found a body.
I think.
What makes you think that, sir?
It could be
a body, and I'm in North Attleboro.
It's either that of a deflated balloon.
North Attleboro.
I think I found a body. It's got heads, arms, and legs.
All right.
But I'm not sure if it's a body. That's a good point. I think I found a body.
Lockhart actually sat through this. Is the whole premise of this documentary that Hernandez didn't do it?
Yes.
Is that what?
Yes.
For the most part, I mean, okay.
There's
just
no point.
And it's a lot of his lawyers saying it's ridiculous.
There's basically. No point. There's no point to this documentary. So you heard that, and then out of this miraculous documentary, we also pulled this at 4 hours. We've got less than a minute of audio, and here's what the other thing we have.
When you and Aaron would see each other, you had a bit of a special greeting, didn't you?
All right, what is that greeting?
Oh, it's a kiss.
It's a little smooch.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what was that, sir?
Well, he would always hug and kiss me.
I felt like they had a loving relationship. Like, I've heard him say he loved them. I heard Mr. Kraft say it back.
Nothing further, Mr. Kraft. Thank you.
Yeah. And there you go. That is the Aaron Hernandez documentary. Encapsulated into under a minute. It was boring. There's nothing interesting about it.
I can't imagine like anybody like Kirk or Jerry or Robert Kraft or anybody would agree to like be in it if they knew that it was going to be slanted toward his innocence.
See, unlike them, I don't care. Like I think, oh, you hypocrite! Look at you, you're coming out there with a hypocrite. I would say based on their on-air personalities and what they say on the air, it would be run counter to that.
Yeah.
It would be hypocritical.
Well, same thing with Robert Kraft. It's like he's not to agree to have his likeness used
but I think
do anything.
That,
but so
was that from the court, though? That might have been from that was from the trial. That was from the trial. So I think that might be public domain, baby.
Okay.
That was from
the
trial.
So they could get the trial footage, but they had to recreate the 911 call.
So I want to know why I'm such
North
a dope.
Attaboro.
Why Attaboro. I'm such a dope for having an you know the movie Big Fan with Patton Oswalt where he was the crazy sports talk caller? Why, if I have an idea for a documentary that's like a cyber big fan, why I'm this piece of crap, but you don't see me attacking them for being on a thing that was very a documentary that was very sympathetic to Aaron Hernandez because I don't care. All I know is that it was so boring and so little was said that this is what we got of them.
He's going to be one of the great tight ends in NFL history.
Well, at least they got the guy. They found the guy to say it. I mean, some people will tell it like it is, and that's it right there. Some people don't care. I hope he doesn't get suspended for that take.
Was Aaron Hernandez going to be one of the great tight ends in NFL history?
Well, that's up for debate.
779-0985. We're going to take your calls on that. And we got a game that we're going to play.
Oh, yeah.
That's been postponed.
That's been postponed until tomorrow.
That's been postponed until tomorrow.
Right.
Damn it. I wanted to hear people say nice things about me. Well, there you have it. Hot takes and everything else. We will return a big baby Glenn Davis. Has had an interesting couple of days. We'll review what he's been up to.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich pulls up which TNR personalities. The Everyman between Fred, Rich, Wallach, and Bird. I have 27%, Rich at 18, Wallach at 30, Bird at 25.
This is sweet vindication for Wallach, who has Waldicked so many people. We've heard from so many people who he was such a prick to over the years. And just, you know, simply trying to say hello or get a photograph or something to find out that 30% of the people via this Twitter poll think he is the everyman of the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be gratifying for you.
That means our audience is such a bunch of nerds.
That too.
Thinking that Wallach is the man.
Nerds that listen.
The everyman.
That's all that matters.
The everyman.
Nerds that listen.
If you listen, you have great taste.
Damn right.
I mean, maybe your love of magic is the key to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kids that grew up with that Blackstone set. But that is up now. And I'll be checking that all day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We will talk about Big Baby. And is it fair that he got arrested? Is it fair that he has these charges against him?